So, I would like to greet all of you once again. We invoke the blessings of all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and enlightened beings, and all our masters and teachers and lineage masters, that we will be able to generate bodhicitta in ourselves, and that all the sentient beings throughout the space will also generate bodhicitta, and they will eventually be free from all kind of suffering and attain lasting peace and happiness. And with the intention that through the study and practice of Bodhicaya Avatara, I would be able to bring this to reality. And with that kind of intention, then we try to go through this wonderful text of Bodhicaya Avatara. So we have gone through the first six chapters, and now we come to the seventh chapter, which is the chapter on diligence. And we have been going through the six paramitas, and the six paramitas are, as we already know, paramita of giving, paramita of discipline, paramita of patience, paramita of diligence, paramita of meditation, and paramita of wisdom. And these paramitas, are the sequence of these paramitas, how it is taught, is because the former kind of helps to develop the second one. Former becomes like the base or the ground on which the second can develop and increase. So first, the first stanza is about, how need of importance of diligence. So this in Tibetan reads like this, or in English first, maybe I can read English and then go to Tibetan. Thus with patience I will strive with diligence, for in such diligence enlightenment is found. If no wind blows, then nothing stirs, and neither is there merit without diligence. So this in Tibetan is Tetar Zupi Tsundu Tsam Datar Tsunla Shonchip Ni Lomi Yoa Mepa Yin Sunam Tsundu Me Minjungs. So because of the patience, then the diligence can develop, or can start. And without diligence, the diligence on the without diligence or enthusiastic diligence, because that in the diligence there is enlightenment. Enlightenment is based on, or enlightenment has to be, because of diligence. Because without diligence, nothing can happen. No training can become successful. You can say it's like the example of, you know, if there is no wind, then nothing moves. You know, everything moves because of the wind, because of the air. And if there was no wind, nothing would move. So in the same way, if there is no diligence, then we will not be able to train, we will not be able to develop. So therefore, all the positive actions, all the training is dependent on diligence, on good diligence. So therefore, we need to train, we need to practice diligence. Now, maybe we talked about this before, but you know, these six paramitas, you know, the generosity or giving, Buddha actually taught first about giving, importance of giving, importance of generosity. And this generosity is not only like giving and helping, but it's a training in ourselves that we have the capacity to give, we have the capacity to be generous, capacity to let go. Because generosity is actually a training on our capacity to let go of things. And when that training becomes a little bit strong, then only the discipline can happen. Because discipline is basically about letting go. And when you know that this action, action of my body, speech and mind, whatever, is not good, it's not useful, it's not positive, it doesn't help me and help others, it harms me and harms others now and all in the long run, then I need to have the capacity to let go of that, not do it. So therefore, discipline is that, you know, that when I see something is not good, not useful, or not beneficial, I let it go. I don't need to do it. Now this discipline then generates patience, because you know, patience is about that. Patience is that, you know, when certain emotions happen, like hatred or anger, and I know that this is not good for me, not good for others, then if I can let go, that becomes patience. Or if I go through certain troubles or certain difficulties, certain frustrations, and then also I can let go of that and be patient and wait and be have certain kind of training to how not to be totally overwhelmed by this kind of anxieties, frustrations, emotions, things like that. And then that generates diligence, that, you know, what is really useful, what is really necessary, what is good for me and others, I need to learn to be patient and also to train, to go forward, to be more active, to be more diligent, to be more enthusiastic. So therefore it, you know, that enthusiastic kind of diligence is the, you know, is extremely important. Without that, then you don't achieve anything. You don't. Nothing moves. You know, it doesn't go forward. It doesn't. It doesn't have the power behind it. So therefore, in order to become enlightened, in order to achieve anything, in order to, you know, get something done, we need to have this diligence. And so therefore, we need to train in diligence. Now, what is diligence? Now, in this text, first, to understand what diligence is, then how to get rid of the opposite of diligence, you know, how to reduce or how to let go of the opposite of diligence, which is sometimes we call it laziness, how to do away or how to reduce laziness, and then how to find kind of antidotes for laziness so that we can develop diligence in these three kind of topics. So first is just one phrase or one line. 健康给了主啊。 Now, what is diligence? Diligence is diligence means joy in virtuous ways. 健康给了主啊。 Now, this is very important because, you know, sometimes in a general kind of way of thinking, we might think that diligence is to push hard, you know, to try to, you know, push ourselves to do things, you know, very, very hard, and, you know, that's diligence. But this here, and from the Buddhist point of view, that's not diligence. The diligence is enthusiasm. Diligence is joy in doing the right thing, joy in doing positive things, joy in developing ourselves, joy in virtuous ways or positive ways in the geva. You know, geva is you know, in Buddhist terms, we talk about geva and dikpa. Now, geva sometimes is translated as virtue. Here is translated as virtuous way, positive deed. Now, geva is an action or something that brings or that becomes a cause for happiness, joy, you know, brings something good, well-being, benefit for ourselves and others. That's called geva. And dikpa, dikpa sometimes translated as sin, and some translators don't want to use that word as sin because of the meaning of sin in Christianity, for instance, which is like It's a kind of a something that with which you are condemned for the whole time, you know, like. So this dikpa is not like that. It's a negative deed. It's the opposite of virtuous way or positive. Something, the way you do it or how you do it, something that you do with your body, speech and mind, and it will bring harm, it will bring pain, it will bring not wholesome but unwholesome, harmful things to yourself and others. That's dikpa. There is no, ever condemned. There's nothing like that in Buddhism. You know, you can do a negative thing. Every negative thing can also be purified or transformed. So therefore, there's nothing totally condemned. Therefore, some translators use sin for dikpa in English, and many translators don't want to use sin because of the fear of this misunderstanding. Then they use negative deed or something like that. So anyway, what we mean by diligence is that our enthusiasm, our, you know, interest in doing something positive. And this, you know, when you have that enthusiasm, when you have that joy in doing something positive, then, you know, you don't have to push. You like, you're interested, you don't mind working for many hours, you don't mind if there are certain you know, hardships, or certain it takes a long time, or it has certain problems or hindrances. You don't mind, you keep on doing, and because you like it and you have joy in doing these things. Like some people, you know, I always take the example of hobbies. You know, lots of people have hobbies in the West, especially. And when, you know, they can do their job, and then afterwards they go for their hobby, and there they can be, you know, it can be hard and kind of quite, you know, what can you say, challenging to your body, or it can be, it can take lots of time, it can be expensive, it can be sometimes dangerous also, but you don't mind and you really like to do it, you never get tired of it. So that's diligence. And so therefore, unless you have that kind of joy or enthusiasm, it doesn't become diligence. Unless we have that, we can't really work hard, or we don't really achieve anything. So therefore, it is important to develop that diligence. So this, I stop here. Thank you very much. Sunam de tonje zhepanya, toni nye pedano panje de shekana che walade. Sipin solin rova dovar hiyo. Changjo senchur rumboche, ma shepanam shepanyam ba meba. Koni kondem pewa hiyo. Sen chen ne pa, nyur de ne le da shi. Rui ne na ma le pa, ta tu en jong ar me pa re hiyo.